Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about suicide. I received word through our class's clerk just this past week that a ministerial colleague had a family crisis. His brother had killed himself. When my colleague and his sister went to the brother's apartment, they were kept out by police. Things were said to be too messy for the family to be allowed in. Now, a few days later, my colleague and his sister are speaking to one another as they wonder what they could have done differently and wondering what, if anything, they could have done to have a different outcome. I don't condemn anyone who commits suicide. I don't know what such people are feeling or what situations these folks are in. Such things are not for me to evaluate. What I do know is the pain, the guilt, and the anger of those who experience the suicide of a friend, loved one, or even an acquaintance. Suicide leaves a scar on those who are left behind. I can identify with the feelings of sadness, anger, and doubt from those people who have experienced friends killing themselves. I feel those very same things. During the summer of 1980, my godfather killed himself. It was a summer that should have been only a joy-filled one. I had just finished college. I had gotten engaged to be married. I would be starting seminary in the fall. I got busy with life and had not been in contact with my godfather as much as I once was. I minimized his depression and his alcohol binges. And then he killed himself. And 40 years later, I wish that I had not minimized these things and had visited him more. I still feel guilty because of this. I hope that my friend and his sister are not going down this road into guilt. The fact is that if someone has decided to commit suicide, they will find a way. There are many ways to do it. A determined person will find away. I write this to reach out to those who are depressed, hopeless, and feel that circumstances can never change. Please reach out for help. Talk to a therapist, a member of the clergy, a friend. Suicide might seem like the only way out of your hopelessness, but it causes harm to those around you. Every suicide hurts the people who love you the most. Despite how you are feeling, please don't hurt those around you by hurting yourself. It might be hard for you to believe that others really do care about you, but there is at least one person who will grieve if you kill yourself. Please don't do that to that other person. For the sake of others, if you are having such feelings, Please get help. Below is the suicide hotline number. If you are considering self-harm, please call. And don't do something that will cause hurt to others. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my new website, www.RevMarkWilliamEnnis.com.